We now present The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright, who suddenly and unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. Ladies, to look young in fashion's youthful new styles, awaken the full, exquisite beauty of your complexion. Change from inadequate care to Sweetheart Soap's famous 1-2-3 Extra Lather Beauty Care. It gives amazingly effective three-way help. 1, it cleanses. 2, it stimulates. 3, it brightens your skin. And here's why you'll say no other beauty soap will do. Sweetheart gives up to twice as much lather as ordinary soaps. So begin Sweetheart Soap's 1-2-3 Extra Lather Care at once. Get Sweetheart Soap today. Now, The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. The story in which Evelyn is secretly in love with her guardian, Gary Bennett. And Gary finds himself in love with Evelyn, but believes he's too old for her. Do you think 15 years too great a difference for marriage? This is one of those times when Maggie, the dearly adored housekeeper for young Evelyn Winters, has an evening to herself, and she's made rare good use of it. She's shampooed her hair and now wrapped a towel, turban style, around her head. She's soaked her feet. 4 times her home course on beauty was interrupted by the phone. Each time she arrived too late and then decided to ignore it. Now, to answer the phone would be an impossibility, for Maggie has made use of a jar labeled Facial Beauty Mud Pack. As it dries on her good Irish face, she can feel it drawing tight like a mask. Yes, the doorbell. It might be Miss Evelyn without her key. Maggie approaches the front door.
Maggie, it's Gary Bennett.
And Charlie Gleason.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what's happened to her?
Maggie?
What is it?
Why, it's one of those...
Oh, my gosh, what?
Mud pack. Is that it, Maggie? We're coming in, if it's all right.
Do we dare?
Sure, come on. Is Evelyn here, Maggie?
That means no.
Do you know where she is this evening?
We'd sort of like to see her. It's no use upsetting her.
No, no. How about it, Maggie? Yeah, Maggie, I think that's a good idea.
What's a good idea?
She said she'd go in and take that mud pack off.
She said that?
Okay, Maggie, we'll be waiting.
Bennett, I'm never prepared for the wonder of you. How do you do things like this?
I'm just as surprised as you. I wonder how long it'll take.
What does she do? Scrape it or burn it off?
I wouldn't know. Amazing sight, wasn't it?
Oh, I'll never be the same.
Think of Maggie going in for anything like that. You never know what goes on in the mind and heart of a woman. Charlie, did you notice that note on the hall table?
Yeah, reminding Evelyn to take the silver bracelet along with her as you were waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, where is Evelyn?
Ask me something I haven't been working on all evening. Here's your pal.
Mr. Bennett, forgive me. I may not look like myself yet, but at least I can talk. You mustn't think I do things like this regularly.
Why, to keep looking the way you do, Maggie? Naturally, you have your beauty treatment.
Naturally, as Bennett says.
Oh, go along with you. But in the Christmas box from my friend on Long Island, there was this this mud pack, and I thought I'd give it a try for the diplomat.
Sure, Maggie, sure. Have you been in all evening?
The whole evening.
You haven't answered the phone.
Well, I was soaking my feet, and every time I'd get to the phone, it'd ring off, and finally I stopped answering.
I don't blame you. Evelyn had dinner with Pierce Field. Has she been home since then, Maggie?
No, she hasn't, Mr. Gleason. Mercy honest, don't tell me she didn't get that bracelet to you.
No, she didn't.
But I understood you were waiting for it, that some newspaper man wants it to have it copied for a friend.
Yeah, that's the story. Dick Rogers wants it.
Well, I left a note in the hall to remind her for sure, and we talked about it this very afternoon, and Miss Ginny was here too.
And Evelyn said she'd get it to us this evening.
Hmm? As sure as I'm born, Mr. Bennett. Well, if you haven't seen her, where did she go after having dinner with Mr. Field?
We thought you might know if she had any plans for later on.
No, I don't. Now, you don't suppose she might be with that scamp of a Britt Appleton? Or do you?
She isn't, Maggie. We happen to go by the club bacchanal. She isn't over there.
Oh, thank heavens for that. But Miss Jenny, the two of them, always knows where the other one is.
Gee, we slipped up on that one, Bennett. We should have talked to Jenny, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah, stupid of us, wasn't it?
Well, I can still catch the theater if we dash for it.
Oh, Miss Jenny will know. Land, yes.
Sure thing, sure. Jenny will know where she is.
Well, I'm glad I was some help to you. Jenny and Miss Evelyn, they're like sisters.
Sorry we disturbed you, Maggie.
Oh, not at all. Forgive my appearance, if you please.
Oh, you always look good to us, Maggie.
Oh, Mr.
Good night.
Well, what do you think we ought to do, Gary?
All our third degreeing of Jenny hasn't produced any answer at all.
Maggie didn't realize that we're right on our ear about this, did she?
No, I didn't want her to. You covered it very nicely, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
What to do now? I think we'll drive back to the theater. Evelyn may have gotten there by now.
Pierce stayed there with Jenny.
Yeah, and if Evelyn gets there, he'll keep her there until we arrive.
If she doesn't... Where in blazes is she?
If we don't find out soon, we'll get hold of someone who can find her for us. This idea of her being out alone in New York at night, no one knowing where she is, I don't like it. Let's grab a cab and get to the theater.
Boston office, Miss Parker. I had the memo about the general security deal coming up. Miss Parker. Miss Parker.
Yes, Mr. Jerome.
As long as you're doing me the favor of coming up here and getting these letters off this evening, would you mind concentrating on what we're doing?
Mr. Jerome, I told you that scream from the Britt Appleton penthouse meant something.
Just forget it, Miss Parker. That's what I do, and I'm the one who lives here and has to put up with it.
You said the next time anything happened, you'd call the police.
You know, I get a bit fed up with... Where's that draft coming from?
It's coming from the door to your terrace. It's opening.
What?
That's what I've been watching. That girl coming across from the adjoining penthouse.
Oh, for the love of Allah. If apartments weren't at a premium, I'd break my lease for the annoyance that Appleton causes around here.
Walking right in. Of all the nerve.
What other kind of girl would be going with Appleton?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You looking for someone?
No, I... What I'm looking for is an elevator.
What happened to the one you took up?
Well, I...
You what?
I'll take care of it, Miss Parker.
I should think you would, Mr. Jerome.
You know what to go ahead with, don't you?
What? Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Good. Well, you want to come along with me?
Oh, thank you.
So, you're looking for an elevator, huh?
Yes, maybe a service elevator, if you don't mind too much.
Well, I don't know why you should go down in a service elevator. The front one's much nicer. Here's the door right here.
Well, please, I don't want to go down in the front elevator. I can't.
No reason in the world why you can't.
But there is a reason.
Now, listen to me.
Don't try to hold me here. I haven't done anything wrong. Honestly, I haven't.
Will you listen to me for 1 minute?
I have to get away from here. I know it's awful to come breaking in on someone. Will you take your hand off my arm and show me where the service elevator is? Don't you understand? I've got to get out of here.
This elevator lets you out on the south entrance of the building.
The south entrance?
Yes. Is that the way you came in?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't think so.
No, it couldn't be if you were visiting in the penthouse next to mine. Only the north elevator goes up there.
So if I take this one, the doorman?
We have a different doorman on our side. I'll ring the bell. There.
If anyone asks you anything...
They'll ask me. They usually do.
Usually?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what do you tell them?
Well, that depends on who's asking. If it's the police, I try to cooperate. It gets a bit annoying, but apartments are hard to get.
Well, I don't know who you are, but I'll tell you what happened because I'm very grateful to you.
Mr.
Oh, wait, I'll see what my secretary wants. The elevator should be up in a minute. I'll be right back.
If you aren't, thank you more than I can ever say.
What is it, Miss Parker?
I called the police.
You did what?
I called the police and told them there's been some sort of a fight over in the next penthouse.
Did I tell you to notify the police?
Well, when you went out of the room, didn't you make a subtle remark about my knowing what to do?
I meant to keep on with those letters.
But you said the next time anything happens, you're going right to headquarters with it. You put up with so much noise and racket and heaven knows what from Britt Appleton that it's just plain disgusting. Anyway, I called the police and...
Well, they won't get the girl who came in here.
Don't tell me you let her get away.
If she hasn't left already, I'll see that she does.
And why should you become an accomplice to anyone like that? Mr. Jerome, you, consider your position.
My gosh, that was the elevator.
Then she's gone. Well, what's the matter? Did you intend to ride down with her?
And get her in a cab, certainly. No, she isn't the type of girl who runs around with Britt Appleton.
She isn't?
No.
Then why?
No, anybody could see that. Hope she doesn't waste any time in getting away.
I didn't look at her any too much. I was busy looking at that monogram on her bag.
Monogram? What was it?
E.W.
E.W.?
In case of the apartment management questioning us, did I see it or didn't I see it?
You did not, Miss Parker.
But the police. What about the police?
If it's the police, Miss Parker,
You what, Mr. Jerome?
Miss Parker, let's hope it isn't a case for the police.
Outside the south entrance, the girl on whose suede bag are the large initials EW runs to the corner for a cab. Inside the cab, Evelyn Winters leans back against the seat. The driver repeats as usual, "Where to?"
"Where to? Take me to the theater. I can't even remember the name. The theater where Abigail is playing the Gary Bennett comedy. Oh, and hurry."
Ladies, fashion decrees that even in the rain you must look young and smart this spring. But if you're thinking of trying a gaily checked new raincoat with umbrella to match, remember, this colorful style demands a complexion that looks youthfully soft, smooth, and flower fresh. So change from inadequate care to Sweetheart Soap's glorious 1-2-3 Extra Lather Beauty Care. Massage your face morning and night for 1 minute with Sweetheart's rich lather. Rinse with warm and icy cold water. How much lovelier your skin looks and feels. Sweetheart's Extra Lather Beauty Care is like three-way magic. One, it cleanses. Two, it stimulates. Three, it brightens your skin to its fascinating natural radiance. Try Sweetheart's amazing 1-2-3 Extra Lather Beauty Care today. And, of course, you'll use only Sweetheart soap. Compare. See with your own eyes that Sweetheart gives up to twice as much lather as the average beauty soap. So always insist on pure, mild Sweetheart soap. Back of Evelyn Winters is the memory of a terrifying and unbelievable evening, and the figure of a strange girl slumped on the floor of Britt Appleton's penthouse. On Evelyn's wrists rests the silver bracelet, the cause of all the trouble. Before her is a meeting with her guardian, Gary Bennett. And even now, his cab drives up and stops in front of the theater. Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. Till then, this is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for our Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin.
Ladies, here's an amazing modern way to have the brightest, whitest wash you've ever had. Simply wash your clothes with blue-white flakes. Surveys prove that over 8 out of 10 users prefer blue-white flakes to anything else. And you'll agree, for blue-white flakes, blue-white you wash. No bluing rinse, no streaks or spots. Next time you have clothes to wash, simply dissolve blue-white in the wash water. Then do your laundry as usual. And just see how bright, dazzling white clothes are. Get blue-white flakes, B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E, today. If your dealer doesn't have it yet, he will soon. Keep asking for genuine blue-white flakes.
The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.